Thank you, Mr. Schultz. I just have to reiterate, he is just an in-law, so we're not super related. No, I'm proud to be his brother-in-law. He's a great guy. I hope you all are having a good last day of the feast. It's happened once again. It's that day. It's been a different feast for me and my wife with our newborn, but nevertheless, a very lovely one, very enjoyable one. When I was a young boy, my grandfather took me fishing all the time. I remember our fishing trips quite well, and these memories are something that I have cherished throughout my life. Now, thinking back in my fishing stories vault, my memories, I remember one of the first times I started fishing with my own real grown-up pole. My grandfather helped me cast it out. He helped me lay it in the holder in the ground, helped me get it situated, and he helped me and he told me just to wait, watch that. Now, as a young child, if I wasn't getting bites every second, I wasn't super interested. You see, being full of energy, I was not really wanting to just sit there and watch that pole. You see, there's a considerable amount of waiting in the event of fishing, a considerable amount which seemed like an eternity to a kid like me. So one day when I was sitting there watching my pole, surprisingly enough, I was bored. I began to occupy my mind with other things, you know, art and literature and philosophy, other things, right? Probably not. Probably saw a toad in the sand, or that stick looked pretty interesting. But I started occupying myself with other things. But after a few minutes went by, I noticed my grandfather quietly get up and go over and reel in my rod. I was like, okay, well, it's felt like an eternity. We're probably done for the day. But nope. He started reeling it in, and all of a sudden, I noticed the pole struggling back and forth. And there was a fish on the end of my line. I asked my grandfather, I said, hey, how'd you know there was a fish out there? And he turned to me, and he said, Andy, you need to focus and watch that pole. You need to focus on that line. You see, because you have to watch it dip a little bit. It's little dips, you can tell somebody's biting on your, or a fish is biting on your line. My grandfather taught me many things when I was growing up. But one of those things was to focus. As a little boy, everyone told me I should be focusing a lot. Brethren, the feast has come to an end again. And each year, it seems like to me, that just flies by. And today is the seventh day, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And seeing how it is the end, how can we stay focused once we leave the feast? How can we keep our minds active, ready for what this week pictures in the future, once we're not celebrating it physically anymore? And so for today, I would like to take a look at three principles to help keep our minds focused once we leave the Feast of Tabernacles. The first thing I want to take a look at is found over in Acts chapter 17. I want to look at an account of some people in Acts chapter 17. The first tip, the first principle that we can keep in mind to help us stay focused is we can study our notes, review the messages, and believe. Acts chapter 17 and verse 10. Here we see an account of a brethren known as the Bereans. It says in verse 10, then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. Now, Berea was a town located kind of in the southwestern area of Macedonia, kind of west of the city of Thessalonica. And it continues on in verse 11. It says a little bit up. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, these were the more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Here we see that both Greek men and women were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. Why were they more fair-minded? Well, from this little section of scripture, we find that they received the word with all readiness. They were ready. They were intent. They were listening. But not only that, but they searched the scriptures daily, fact-checking, if you would, making sure what people were telling them was accurate, that it lined up with the word of God. That's how they were more fair-minded, one of the ways. And in verse 12, it continues on saying, therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. What do we see here? How can we apply this to our lives? How can we apply this to this principle of staying focused once we leave the feast? Well, brethren, once we begin leaving, once we go back to our work, our quote-unquote normal lives, as we get back into the normal grind of things, we get tried. We go through tribulations, through different trials. We even go back to our normal budgets at times. And things can get hard. It can be hard to focus. It can be hard to keep in mind what God's plan is at times. It can be hard. Things try our faith, don't they? This account of the brethren in Berea can help in many ways. It says in verse 12 that many of them believed. Because of these things, because they received the word readily, and because they searched the scriptures daily, they believed. Right? When we leave, we are faced with all sorts of preaching. All sorts of preaching. We have the mass media. We have Hollywood. We have our schools, for those of us that are still in school. We even have our coworkers or friends. Preaching comes from all areas. What we need to do is do as what the Bereans did. Make sure that we're studying the scriptures daily. Make sure we're sorting out what's wrong and what's right and what people are telling us. We need to get our noses in the Bible. Make sure we're reading God's word. And ask ourselves, does what I'm hearing line up with what God says in his word? I think that's very important. And when we do this, we will continue steadfast. We will stay focused. And as the Bereans did, we will believe and continue to believe. This is one way that we can stay focused once we leave the Feast of Tabernacles. We can keep our mind focused on God's word. Get our noses in the Bible. Another way that we can stay focused when we leave the Feast of Tabernacles is that we can keep in touch with one another. Stir up one another. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. It's a very familiar section of scripture. People generally turn to it for Sabbath observance. Hebrews chapter 10. And verse 23. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." Well, being here at the feast, let me ask a question. Who feels revitalized or energized? You know, getting out of the grind of everyday work, right? I know I do. I think we all do to different amounts. The feast brings us together with one another of like minds, of a family, of a greater family. And that's encouraging. It gives us energy for the rest of the year. Verse 23 talks about holding fast that confession of our hope, as he is faithful. Brethren, we need to hold fast. The Greek here, given the idea to restrain or to keep secure or to take possession, right? We need to give hold, restrain, or keep secure our confession of our hope. We need to remember our calling. Stay faithful to God. Verse 24, it says, "Consider one another," to stir up love and good works in one another. We need to be considering one another once we leave the Feast of Tabernacles. Not just, "Oh, I wonder how Joe's doing. Why don't you give Joe a call?" Or send him a message. We have so many different social media options out there. Or if you like the older, less technical ways, write a letter. Send it to snail mail. It'll take like a month to get there, but it'll get there. No, it's quicker than that. But keep in touch with one another. Stir up one another to good works and love. We get so revitalized, lifted up, and energized while attending the feast. Part of this is from stirring up one another in services. Part in from coming together at the feast as a family. Why not do so after the feast? It says, "not forsaking the assembling of ourselves." Of course, we can do this in our weekly Sabbath services, can't we? This is how we can stay focused once we leave. We can stay in touch with one another, stir up one another, contact those who we've met through these days. Give them a call, send them a message, send them a letter. And if physically able, we should be going to Sabbath services each and every week, because it's a commandment, but it's also good for us. It helps us to stay focused and revitalized throughout the week. It's getting hard out there. It's very depressing at times. Everywhere you turn, it's negative news, negative things happening, immoral people, immoral behavior. It's sad, and it's disheartening at times. but we can stay in contact with each other. Staying in contact is another way we can stay focused once we leave the feast. We can stir up one another, discuss God's word, stirring up one another to love and good works. I said I wanted to look at three today. Another one that can help keep us focused is we can keep our mind set on what this day, this week pictures, the kingdom of God. Turn with me over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. We can keep our mind set on the kingdom of God. Keep it at our forefront of our mind. In verse 31, it says, in Matthew chapter 6, "Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." You know, during the Feast of Tabernacles, we have the opportunity to see a type of the kingdom of God. We have an opportunity to learn from God's word daily. And what a blessing that is. We have an opportunity each day to seek after God's righteousness. Brethren, when we start to leave after tomorrow, we need to be seeking God's kingdom always. You know, with an election year coming right around the corner, or it's already in effect, but the vote coming right around the corner, it can be disheartening watching the fighting back and forth, watching all the negative ads. Luckily, I don't watch a lot of TV, like with commercials, so I don't see a lot of those ads, so I count that a blessing. But it can be disheartening. If we keep our mind focused on what truly matters, God's government, God's kingdom, and it can help us stay focused. As the times get tough, we can remember that God will protect us, and God will provide for us, as it says in this section of Scripture. Just as God takes care of the fields and the birds and nature itself, God will take care of us, his children. We shouldn't worry about food or drink or clothes or all these physical things that people worry about. We should be seeking after God, his kingdom, and his righteousness. Just like we do during the feast every year. We must be doing it after the feast as well. It can help keep us focused, keep our minds right, keeping that at the forefront of our minds, something that we're looking forward to day after day. Seeking after God's government, his righteous government. Seeking after God's kingdom, his laws, and his righteousness. Such a wonderful thing we look forward to each and every year when we visit, when we celebrate this week. We can kind of take that beyond this week and keep that in our mind. Well, brethren, today is the end of the feast. But just because we will no longer be celebrating this week physically after tomorrow, it doesn't mean we can't keep our minds focused on what this week pictures. It doesn't mean we can't keep our minds focused, sharp, and ready. Brethren, we can keep our minds focused after we leave the feast by reading our notes, reviewing the messages and the scriptures that were given. If you have the ability to go online, feast.ucg.org has all the sermons that people post from all the different sites. It's a very wonderful tool we have, the internet. We can be keeping our noses in the Bible and in the words of God. And brethren, if we find ourselves discouraged or losing hope, call one another. Contact one another. Stir up one another to good works and love. Look up the contacts you've met here and rekindled each and every year. And finally, brethren, stay focused by keeping the kingdom of God and God's righteousness on the forefronts of our minds. Keeping that goal at the very fronts of our minds, always seeking it. And so, brethren, in 2 days when we start leaving and going back to our normal lives, let's remember these three tips so that we can do as my grandfather taught me, Andy. You need to focus. And so let's not lose hope once we leave. Let's stay focused.